I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Present.
So we have, I wanted to make an announcement that we have four applications for the three planning commission positions that we will have open this year. And I also would like to remove item number 7, pull it from the agenda. This agreement is not necessary for the service that we do not have to have it before council for the service that they provide. And the next thing is we're going to do oath of office for positions 1, 3, and 5. So if you want to come up here and... I think you can do them all together. Aren't they all there?
Mm-mm. Oh, sorry. That's okay. Sorry.
I, Janie Edelman.
I, Pat Pepper.
I, Pat Pepper.
Having been duly elected to the office. Of City of Black Diamond.
Of City of Black Diamond.
Council position.
1-5.
That's a test.
Our next item on the agenda is a presentation by Oak Point.
No.
Thanks, Andy. So happy to be here tonight in front of the council. It seems very appropriate that it's the first meeting of the new year with the new council, and right as we start construction on the long-planned master plans here in the city, I thought it was appropriate that we be here tonight to give you guys an update about where we're at, what the future holds. These master plans have been under consideration for decades now, long before we ever came to town, probably back in the early 90s, as some of you have been around for longer than I have. But we wanted to start the new year by spending a few minutes tonight, and Colin will talk more specifically about our plans and where we're at today and our next steps. And, you know, we've heard from the community over the last couple of years that there's been a lot of questions about where are we at, what's going on. And we wanted to start the new year as we begin construction to open a dialogue with the council so that you guys always felt informed and that we're available to you as we move forward. So we'd like to start a regular dialogue with the council and with the residents of the city. So we'll work with you guys to figure out what the best way to do that is on an ongoing basis, whether it's regular updates to the council like this tonight, just a few minutes to give you some idea of where we're going and what our plans are, and as we move along, get more specific about, you know, what builders might be coming to town and what amenities we might be working on, so that you understand and have as much information as we can provide. So we're happy here tonight to, you know, to be announcing that we're starting construction. We think that we'll have new residents living in the villages in about 2 years from now. About the end of 2017 is our anticipated timeline for new residents, and at that time we want to have some of the community amenities in as well, some park space, retail space open as well, and we'll be able to get more specific over time as these details emerge. But tonight I just wanted to say hello, take a minute, and Colin will get a little bit more specific about the actual land plans and what we're doing there. But thank you for your time tonight, and I look forward to seeing you more often here in the next coming months and years as we start to see the future of Black Diamond unfold for all of us. Thank you.
Well, good evening, Mayor and Council. Colin Lund with Oak Point, and I'll follow up on some of the words that Brian said, and it is just exciting, at least for me, because I've been in, a little bit in the weeds in the trenches on this one, that we're really getting after it now and starting the construction. So, as you know, a couple of years ago, we had preliminary plat 2A that was approved initially for 782 units, and then we had preliminary plat 2C approved for 203 units, I believe. So I've got a blow-up of the area that where we're going to start construction that we ought to take a look at, and I'll just give you some of the nuts and bolts of what's going to be happening over the next 18 months or so. So as we focus our initial construction efforts, we'll be on the village property south of Roberts Drive, just basically at Lake Sawyer, and I'm going to go point to the map. Starting in this area with the ring road coming down off of Lake Sawyer and Roberts, focusing in on this area of the village right here and the plat 2C initially. And along with that, of course, are a lot of the ancillary things. We have a sewer lift station that we'll be building. I believe that was designed by the city, but that's one that we'll construct on the city's behalf. We have storm pond that gets constructed as well. Ultimately, the roundabout out there at Lake Sawyer and Roberts Drive will be constructed as part of this initial phase. And probably about 320, 350 residential lots are kind of our first offering, if you will, that we'll have available to the home builders. And again, those probably be about a year and a half from now for the lots to be available. And as Brian said, probably another 6 months thereafter to have residents living out there. So about, you know, December, January, you know, 2 years out from now is when we'll start seeing people actually occupying the homes. So that's a great thing to have happen in that time frame. A couple things that are important for the community to know that through the development agreement and that process, we have fairly rigorous requirements to ensure that we do things right. We have restricted work hours that are more restricted than the city code would otherwise allow, the times and the days, that sort of thing. We have a noise hotline that has been operating since we started any construction out on site, which has been a couple of years. And if there's ambient noise or any activity that seems out of place or unusual, that hotline is there for people to call, and that telephone number, I believe, is 425-898-2107. And we test that from time to time and make sure it's still operating. It both rings at our offices and the city's office, and we make note of whatever the issue is that's on that. Primarily, it's been set up for noise-related issues. And we report to the city usually within 24 hours of what activity has caused the issue and what the remedy is. And that's worked on a few occasions in the past, and we're pleased that that's up and operating for everybody. But we've worked very diligently for many years to get in this position. We have appropriate stormwater control measures in place. We have our what's called SWIPs in place, our NPDES permits, all through the Department of Ecology. I feel very comfortable going forward. Our contractor will be the same contractor that's been on site for the last couple of years. That's Goodfellow Brothers out of Maple Valley. It's nice to have a local South King County company joining with us in the construction of this. And the nice thing is they're just 5 miles north, and the principal in charge actually lives in Maple Valley and is a local person. So we have very local contacts here helping us out in this endeavor. Look forward to partnering with more and more individuals as we get to more construction-related items beyond just construction, but whether it be landscaping and maintenance and all those things that come along with things that you build. So with that, won't belabor it, but feel free at any time to reach out to myself or Brian and our team if you have questions, and truly do want to keep the council updated on our activities. So whatever you feel is the right frequency for us to come and make presentations, I'm more than happy to do that. Thank you.
Colin, I've got a question.
Sure.
Since you folks have changed your name, which is fine, are we still the Villages in Lawson Hills as far as the actual developments, or are those changing also?
We are still the Village in Lawson, but I can't guarantee it won't change in the future. Part of it is, you know, as we progress, is it just another part of Black Diamond like Morganville is or something like that, or does it want to have its own identity? And we haven't quite, you know, landed on the theory behind what's appropriate for that. So stay tuned on that one.
Thank you.
On the noise hotline, mm-hmm. Do you have somewhere that's visible on the fence or somewhere with that number that could be posted?
I think it's on a notice board right on the property, right there at the construction entrance. It's pretty prominent there as well. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Pat, welcome.
Thank you, Colin. So the next item on the agenda is a consent agenda. I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did you vote?
I'm trying to get my book open, sorry. Aye.
Okay. Did you vote, Pat?
No.
You need to vote.
I was wondering if there are any, like, okay, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor,
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm wondering, in my packet, the money items for are in my packet. Is there any way that they can go online so the public can see them?
Yeah, we can. They typically
Because it's just like, it was interesting
well,
to me.
Well, the pack. Oh, they're not in the packet online.
No, we never have. It's just.
But I mean, I can see not putting them out because it's a lot of pages. But it's just interesting to see how the city spends their money. And I think, when I was looking, I was going, oh. And there are some things that I'll ask questions about later. But I was just curious about that. So.
Oh, yeah, we can put them online.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item is public comments. Persons wishing to address City Council regarding items of new business are encouraged to do so at this time. When recognized by the mayor, please come to the podium and clearly state your name and address. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. If you desire a formal agenda placement, please contact the city clerk. Is there anyone wishing to speak? Bill.
My name is Bill McDermott, and I reside at 32632 First Avenue in Black Diamond. I'd like to make a comment about what's been said here. We've heard this presentation tonight, and myself and others we continue to follow the project very closely. And one of the things that the city needs to do is to get more technical detail on the website so we can follow these things in a more timely manner. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Robin?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Robin Taylor, 32110 Botts Drive, Black Diamond. This is a sorrowful subject for me, one I wish I didn't have to bring up. When Dave Gordon was elected mayor, he assured everyone that he had no intention of firing any personnel. Then before he even took office, he fired the city administrator, Mark Hoppen, and hired a new city administrator before the first council meeting of the new year. Dave Gordon's integrity flew out the window, and city staff began to fear they too might be fired. This caused them to feel the need for protection, so they voted to unionize. Last month, during the first council meeting for Councilmember Weber, the vote on the budget for 2016 was held. Both council members Morgan and Weber voted no while giving no apparent reasons for their no votes. Councilmember Taylor, on the other hand, had already informed other council members that he would vote no on the budget if it did not contain full funding for the fire study. The budget did not, so Councilmember Taylor again stated his reason for not supporting the budget. The following week, a budget work study was held for the benefit of Councilmembers Morgan and Weber to air their concerns and gain understanding of the budget so it could be passed. At that time, both voiced concern about not fully funding the fire study, and agreements were made by both that they would support the passage of the budget if the fire study was fully funded. Of course, Councilmember Taylor was thrilled to support the budget when assured it would indeed fully fund the fire study. At the very next council meeting, when the newly amended budget was brought to the floor again, I was shocked that Councilmembers Morgan and Weber did not keep their word, as promised, and both voted against the budget. Again, no reason was given as to why they would not support the budget, other than Councilmember Morgan stating she just didn't understand the budget and that was her failing. Two issues here. Integrity. Dave Gordon said he wouldn't fire anyone, then turned around and did just that. Integrity lost. Council members Morgan and Weber, you gave your word that you would support the budget, then you turned right around and voted against it. As Erica said, she would vote no because it was going to pass. I don't care if it was going to pass. You said you were going to support it, and you should have made good on your word. Brian, you said you would support it, then you also voted against it. Your second meeting as a council member, and you lost your integrity right there on the spot. How can anyone again ever believe what either of you say after that? Brian, how can your fellow council members ever have any faith in you when you threw your integrity away so quickly? Secondly, neither of you gave a reason for not supporting the budget either time it was brought to a vote. No citizen knows why you would not support it. Councilmember Taylor gave his reason. Just as the past council always spoke to every issue brought before them, giving voice as to why they were supporting or not supporting any given issue. Is this how the new council, Morgan, Weber, and Pepper, plan on conducting business now that you have the majority votes? Is this how Save Black Diamond and Brian Drudowski plan on running the city? Integrity, openness, and transparency be damned because the Save Black Diamond council members have the agenda? Remember, the Yarrow Bay council members had an agenda and the citizens were extremely frustrated with them. Starting with Dave Gordon, then continuing on with council members Morgan and Weber, so far the Save Black Diamond council members don't smell any different. By the way, Councilmember Morgan, this was your third budget process, yet this was the first time you voiced not understanding it, then using that as a reason to vote against the budget. I don't know for sure what the reasoning is behind you two voting against the budget, or why the reluctance to give a reason. The way you both conducted yourself does not and should not give anyone confidence in your desire to govern openly. The track record of the Save Black Diamond candidates has proven to be one lacking in integrity and transparency, beginning with Dave Gordon and now Morgan and Weber. It remains to be seen if Councilmember Pepper will maintain her integrity or throw it away just as quickly as Councilmember Weber did. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Yes.
Good evening. My name is Peter Kellerman. I live at 32016 224th Avenue Southeast, Kent, Washington. That's in 101 Pines. I'd like to echo Councilwoman Pat Pepper's request for having the the consent agenda being published. I think it would be a great asset for people to look at it and try and understand things that are going on. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Peter?
Welcome. Happy New Year. Peter Rimbos, 19711 241st Avenue, Southeast Maple Valley. Before I get to my prepared remarks, I would like to echo what I just heard. As the leader of the technical team, we'd love to see whatever technical information you can publish online that it already isn't there. Tonight I'm talking as the leader of the technical team. We've been looking at some of the background materials related to the two transfer assignment resolutions passed at the last council meeting. That process continues, our process continues, and that is why we haven't given you anything in writing yet. We have many questions, two of which I shall ask tonight. One, related to the funding agreement, did the city look at the staffing needs for the MDRT in the next 12 months to ensure that MDRT security is accurate, is adequate? Two, in general, what obligations do Black Diamond villages have for mitigation prior to the transfer date? If there are any for which BD Villages is responsible, then the city should still have security for that from BD partners. The city also should have security or a standing irrevocable letter of credit to the city to cover the statute of limitations period for any liabilities, for example, a DOE violation or something, because none of that transfers to the new developer. This all relates to Section 15.3 assignment, which I will read to you tonight. One last thing. I'll take off my technical team hat and put on my Greater Maple Valley Unincorporated Area Council hat. Before our council votes on important matters, we ask lots of questions. And we're not just consisted of engineers. We have all types of people on our council. Fortunately, many of those questions flowed up from our committees. We have many committees. We have an environmental committee, a growth management committee, a transportation committee, an economic development committee, and a bunch of others. Because we work the details at the committee level, when they float up to the council level, we have pretty much really flushed out a lot of the concerns, and the committee members can then explain to the other members of the council what recommendations they're making and what the rationale is based on. So that's the way we think. Obviously, we're not a city. We're an advisory council to the King County Council, But it's the way we've been working for 43 years. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wanting to speak? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment period. The next item of new business is AB16-001, selection of Mayor Pro Tem.
Madam Mayor?
Yes?
I move to nominate or appoint Councilmember Morgan as the Mayor Pro Tem.
Second.
Is there any further discussion?
I'll accept the nomination. So I would also like to be Mayor Pro Tem, can I give my reasons right now? So I've been on council for 4 years. I have sat in for the mayor this last year as Mayor Pro Tem. I have sat in one meeting for her and then as one council meeting. I know the Robert's Rules of Order. I know council rules. I've been to many various meetings with a number of parliamentary meetings, so I'm perfectly capable of running the meetings in the absence of the mayor.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I had already talked to Councilmember Morgan about this because I would support a Tammy Deedy Mayor Pro Tem election. She's been on the council, like she said, for 4 years. She's the longest serving person on this dais. And I think where we're at right now is we need a person who has experience and understands parliamentary procedure. I think that's very important. And so based on that, I would support Tammy.
Any further? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I appreciate Councilmember that Deedy has served for the Mayor Pro Tem the last year, and I appreciate her service to the City Council. I know she served on the board of the community center, and I know she runs the gym, and I know that she's open to talking with members of the public. However, I know that Councilmember Morgan has done excellent work on the City Council, and I know that she's been involved in the community and city government for many years. She has a fair temperament and knows the workings of government. I think she's highly qualified to fill the role of Mayor Pro Tem, and I am proud to support her for that role.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is resolution number 16-1063, confirming the mayor's appointments to the council standing committees.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 16-1063, confirming the mayor's appointments to the 2016 council standing committees.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Morgan.
I move to amend resolution 16-1063 per this written amendment, but I now request that you hand out.
Thank you.
Mayor, may I have a word? I just want to go on record for saying, you know, we have for the last 3 years that I've been on the council tried to not do this kind of stuff where we get given something to read right here at the dais during the meeting. I want to recommend that we are allowed to given enough time that we can read this and absorb it before we make any decisions. I just think it's rather inconsiderate.
Well, it hasn't been our policy to adopt anything that hasn't been presented in advance of the meeting. So I think it's inappropriate for you to bring this forward at the meeting without having presented it earlier. Yes, Councilmember Morgan.
May I speak with my motion?
Mm-hmm.
Madam Mayor, this amendment does three things. The amendment modifies the council's rules of procedure to give the council the authority to decide the membership of its standing committees. The amendment then changes the council's standing committee assignments. And the amendment directs the mayor pro tem to come back to the council at our next regular council meeting with new rules of procedures based on the seven objectives that are listed below. One, transparency and public participation should be maximized. Access to the records with reasonable and predictable opportunities for public review should be ensured. Number two, new policies to improve public notice, access to records, and minutes should be considered. Number three, council standing committees and task force committees should better align with the council priorities and be streamlined to enable efficient participation by the public and the staff. Number four, council standing committees should be empowered to review all legislation and to be more clearly accountable to the legislative process. Number five, council authority to control and manage its legislative duties and functions should be simplified and clarified. Number six, council members should have effective support for the conduct of their individual and collective legislative authority. And number seven, rules of conduct should maintain high ethical standards and should recognize the authority of elected officials to serve the public to the best of their ability.
Yes, Councilmember Ellen.
I have a couple of comments in reading this rather quickly. And the reassignment of committees, I am only on one committee.
Well,
as opposed to
I have the ability to select the committees.
Well, understand. Can I finish my thought, though?
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was thing number one, because we should have these divided up evenly among the council members, first of all. Second of all, this resolution has to deal with committee assignments. It has absolutely nothing to do with council rules. If the council members here want to change the rules, I don't have a problem with that necessarily, but this is not the way of doing it. What you do is you present a new set of council rules with a new resolution that we can then get in advance and look at it and then make a decision. But we don't change council rules on a resolution confirming committee assignments. It's the wrong venue.
Well, I'm going to respond to this. I have the ability to have committees if I choose to do so. I can eliminate them altogether. I have the ability to have these committees if I choose to do so. So if you don't want to vote for this amendment, then you're not going to have any committee meetings, period. I do not have to have committee meetings. It's not required. I do it out of wanting you people to participate and help push legislation forward. That's why I do it. When I first was on council, we did not have regular committee meetings, period. So you decide. You either vote on the ones that I picked, and then you work on changing the council rules. Then it has to go by our attorney. It has to go through our attorney. Nothing goes on the agenda without going by our attorney, and she explained that to you today at our meeting. Councilmember Morgan.
My amendment fully complies with the rules of with our rules of procedure, but we can vote to waive those rules if we need to. And the rules that I'm citing here are 7219 and 7-3. And 7219 reads, these rules may be amended or new rules adopted by a majority of the full vote of the council at a regular or special meeting. And 7.3 is, the council may, by motion that carries with it an affirmative vote of at least the majority of the whole membership of the council, to waive, suspend, or modify these rules. And the thing of it is, the business of the citizens, the business of the citizens needs to get done. And the citizens need to have a platform under which to do those, to get to that. And I do plan to have a new list of rules that I will get prepared for you. I'm about halfway through working on it, but we'll get prepared for you, and that will come up to you, and I'll be having a public meeting about those new rules. I have no choice here tonight, because you're asking us to vote on the committee assignments.
Councilmember,
so I had to bring it up.
All right,
Councilmember Deedy, she hasn't spoken yet.
So I don't, and this is a question for Brian, or for Weber and Pepper, and Morgan. So I don't understand the mayor when she did this chart. She divided these all up equally, so everybody's on two committees. I haven't been on every single committee, so there is new ones that I'm on. But in your guys' choice here on this new committee, you have literally taken Janie and I out of committees. You put us on one each, but it seems like you're trying to boot us out and take control. So if each of you could at least address to me why you feel that this agenda that is here is beneficial and not so how it is aligned. So why do each of you, if you could address that?
Okay. Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were you asked about what you felt might be a good committee to be on?
No.
Okay. Me neither.
No. And I have
But did you talk to the mayor and say, Mayor, I would like to be on these committees?
Well,
I did. She knew what committees I wanted to be on.
I did not. I did not email or talk to the mayor about what committee I wanted to be on. I have never done that. Even since Olness was on,
yeah,
it's always been appointed. Here's where you're going to be. And I've just taken it. I didn't feel that I needed to make an upheaval about it because it's committees I've never been on. So why not just go with it? You know, I mean, it didn't matter to me. So I just don't understand why this is a huge issue for any of us. So I just want, at least for the two new people, to explain to me why this is important to have this big change on this agenda, Bill.
Well, I myself didn't talk to the mayor or question her choices either.
So then you could have.
I could have. I feel coming into this from the outside that These committees are legislative, and I feel that since they are legislative,
they aren't legislative. They're city business. They are not legislative. They do push legislation.
But they make recommendations.
They make recommendations, but they are not legislative. And I can choose not to have committees. So if you don't want to have committees, then we will just not have committees. If you don't vote on my choice, you won't have committees.
Mayor, may I make another
statement? Yes.
Another comment that I want to make when I look, and I'm going to pick on the Planning and Community Services Committee specifically. Eric and I have been on that committee for a year. We're working on the comp plan update. It's the most important thing that we as a city council and a city have on our plate this year. And you're recommending the two new people on our council who have zero experience with any of this to be the chair and the other participant? I don't understand that. I think when the mayor went through this, she tried to pair experience with less experience so that you've got someone that knows what they're doing that can help the person who's brand new. I applaud her for doing that. I think that's the right thing to do, to put people who don't even understand how a city government works to be in charge of a committee, that one specifically, that is so darn important to us. I object to that strenuously.
Well, and I specifically put the two new council members on the Finance Committee because I wanted them to be able to vote on the budget next year. And I am a financial person. My background is in finance. I will be at that meeting. May will be at that meeting. You will get educated. That was my reason for putting you on the Finance Committee. I had a very good reason to get you educated so you could vote for the budget next year.
That's perfectly fine. And as far as not having committees, I think it that, you know, it's obviously your choice, but I think that would be a disservice to the city. I think so, too.
But I think this is ridiculous, what happened here today. It's ridiculous. I can have committees or not have committees. You either vote on my choices or forget it. So somebody...
We have a motion on the table that was seconded.
Is there any second?
We have an amended motion,
so you have to work backwards.
But the motion was not...
It was a motion to amend the rules.
It's a motion to amend the rules, which is not a part of this, correct?
Right, and the mayor can decide to withdraw this resolution from the agenda. And if you plan to do that, you should do that before the motion.
Okay, I'll just withdraw this resolution from the agenda.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda is number 5, resolution number 16-1064, revising fire ad hoc committee appointments.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 16-1061, revising the appointed members of the Fire Protection Joint Ad Hoc Committee as extended by resolution number 15-1018 to be 2 council members instead of identifying the individuals.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Councilmember Morgan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I wish to add an amendment to this fire ad hoc joint committee. I wish I had passed out previously my amendment. It's a pretty small amendment. It adds plus one member of the public at large to the fire ad hoc committee meeting. I propose that a citizen at large is added to the list of the city appointments to be chosen by the city council as a whole. These ad hoc committees are charged with completing a particular and a defined assignment and are disbanded when that assignment is completed. This adjustment will allow for continuity, for directedness, and for passing on of the institutional knowledge of the committee as it completes its stated assignment, which is not assured if the parties on the committees can change with elections and reassignments.
Erica, I believe that in order to amend this particular item, we would have to meet with Fire Chief Smith first. And so I'm going to withdraw this from the agenda also.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
I asked Chief Smith about this idea before bringing it up to you. My understanding of what he told me is that he thought the district would welcome this addition and that he personally would welcome the continuity of the institutional knowledge that Ron Taylor can bring to this committee.
I don't have a problem with that, but I'm not going to accept the amendment. I'm going to withdraw it from the agenda.
Okay.
The next item is resolution number 16-1065, revising traffic and transportation ad hoc committee appointments.
Let's see.
Councilmember Pepper.
Yes. I move to amend resolution 16-1065. I've written copies of the amendment that I request the clerk to distribute.
Mayor,
you mean tonight?
Yeah.
I thought you meant prior to the meeting. Sorry, Pat.
Thank you.
You know, this already has five members, this committee. Did you ever look it up? This is only amending to take people's names off. There's already a procedure for selecting members for the Transportation Committee. I'm going to withdraw this from the agenda also. Does anybody have any department reports? Councilmember Deedy, do you have a report?
I did attend the fire ad hoc committee meeting last week, and that's all I have.
Councilmember Morgan.
I've been working on my new council committee rules. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I want to actually welcome our two new council members, but I hope that this is not an indication of how our future meetings are going to go. I would suggest that our new members get a hold of Jurassic Parliament procedures.
Ann McFarland.
Take her class. You guys need to understand parliamentary procedure, how to make a motion, how to amend a motion. I also would recommend that in the future, when you have amendments or revisions, talk to us. We are not the evil people against you guys, but you're going to just irritate the heck out of me by throwing things at me at the meeting without a chance to look at them and expect me to vote yes. I won't. I will vote no strictly on the grounds that I haven't had enough opportunity to review it and make an intelligent, informed decision. That's what I do. I want time to do my work, to do the due diligence that this city and these representatives of our citizens require of us as a council. Now, the other things that are going on, I went to the final finance committee meeting last year that we talked about. The fire ad hoc committee, I went to that. And that was very interesting insofar as, and I've talked to Councilmember Morgan about it, she had a late email this afternoon about that. We are looking at, in the future someday, maybe annexing into Mountain View Fire and Rescue. That's out in the future. But what we're looking at right now is what are the next steps to get a new fire station that's going to serve Old Town, Lawson Hills, Morgan Creek. That's a number one priority on that list for the fire ad hoc committee to be working on. These ad hoc committees are another venue for people who have had the experience and have been working this for a year or two to maintain that continuity. And that's what we're trying to do here. With you folks that are new, we've got to maintain some continuity. We're on really great ground right now of moving forward, regardless of what you think about what's going up on Roberts Drive, whether you like it or don't like it, it doesn't matter. What we need to be doing is what's right for our citizens and our taxpayers. And the type of stuff that was going on tonight doesn't benefit anybody. Thank you.
I attended the fire ad hoc committee meeting, a management meeting, the finance committee meeting. Councilmember Weber, do you have a report?
I had a meeting with yourself and the city attorney earlier today, a new member orientation. And at this time, I'd also wish to make a motion.
Okay.
I move to reconsider resolution 15-1062, and I would like to speak to my motion.
Okay.
Since the last meeting, I've concluded that the council should not have acted so quickly on this issue. The very short
time frame.
Which one
is it? Could you name it? Could you read the title of it?
Can we do a reconsideration after the fact?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what it is. What is it that we're reconsidering?
Resolution 15-62
was
the assignment of MPD funding agreement.
Oh. It's already signed and completed. You cannot reconsider something that's already signed and completed. And reconsideration has to be done the same day as the meeting. So, no, you cannot reconsider it. So you can withdraw your motion if you like.
Then I will withdraw my motion.
Do we have an attorney's report?
No.
Although I would like to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry, Councilmember Pepper. I didn't mean to leave you out.
Yeah, so as the last person to come aboard, the Washington State Cities gives a, we went to a day-long seminar in Covington, and 300 people all over the state went to this seminar in different locations. And so we learned a lot about the things we need to know about being a council member. Today we had an orientation meeting with, as Councilmember Weber said, with Mayor Benson and Attorney Carol Morris, orienting us to things about how Black Diamond does things. And there's one more thing. Oh, Councilmember Morgan and I went to a meeting on up in Redmond, talking about the four-county growth forecasts and patterns for Snohomish, King, Pierce, and is it Thurston County, growth patterns and the kind of future that they envision for our area, which was very interesting. Thank you.
Attorney report?
I don't have an attorney report, but I would like to say that I'm not going to be able to fully serve as your attorney if things are placed on the agenda and I don't get a copy, because all of the materials that were submitted mm-hmm. to be motions tonight, I didn't see any of them. I don't know what they are. I heard them read, but I only heard them for the first time. It sounded like the first one that Councilmember Morgan proposed was some amendments to the council rules, and those need to be done in writing. And I do want to point out that in section 3.1 of your rules, it does say all items to be included on the agenda for consideration at a council meeting should be submitted to the city clerk in full no later than 10 a.m. 9 days prior to the scheduled council meeting. Once the agenda has been finalized and provided to the council, items added to the agenda may be declined to be considered by the council at the meeting for which the agenda was prepared until a future council meeting date, which date shall be specified by the council. So I do stress that if you want legal review, or if you just want to act, you know, if you want to shoot from the hip, that's one thing. But I can't be your city attorney and review items on the agenda to provide you with legal advice if I can't see them, if I can't read them, if I don't get them in advance.
Okay. I have a question.
Councilmember Pepper.
Thank you. I have a question for the city clerk, which is, since I now have just gotten my city email this week, this may be something that you already do, but I don't know that yet. So the 9 days ahead of time, is there like a warning, kind of like a warning bell? You know, if you have any amendments that you want to get in, get them to me now, or do we just count out from, we just count them out? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Mayor, may I make a comment too? I think, especially when you're new, Pat, talk to the city clerk. Talk to the mayor. If you have something that you want to get on the agenda, there are ways of doing it. But the more foresight that they have, everything's got to go through our city attorney. Mm-hmm. We've got to make sure that what we're doing is legal to start with. Mm-hmm. And so communication is the biggest thing going for you. And, you know, if it doesn't happen at this meeting, maybe it'll happen in 2 weeks. That happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have a big schedule crunch.
I will, having been to the orientation meeting today and hearing some of this today, and it will help me 9 days in advance. So thank you.
And I do want to point out the mayor is in charge of what goes on the agenda today.
I approve everything that goes on the agenda. I approve it.
Right, but if we submit it in advance, we have a better chance.
A much better chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for the second public comment period. Persons wishing to address city council regarding items of new business are encouraged to do so at this time when recognized by the mayor. Please come to the podium and clearly state your name and address. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to make comments? Gary.
I was typing, so I couldn't get to it.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, though, Gary.
Bill.
My name is Bill McDermott, 32632 First Avenue. I think it's about time that this council members and mayor get to act together. I, for one, and there's others in the same situation, they're just plain tired of your bullying and your bullying. It's just been so...
That's out of order. That's not a correct comment. Sorry. That's out of order.
I don't see why it is.
It's
I'm expressing my concern and interest.
Thank you, Mr. McDermott.
Another comment. I think that in the new people, will you talk to them about, you talk to them about experience. How did you get experience, Janie, in parliamentary procedure?
I don't have to respond to your questions during a public comment period.
People that get experience, they get experience by doing something over and over again. And for somebody that comes on board, they should not be demoted or put down because they don't have experience. Nobody has experience in a lot of things, but they achieve it. So nobody, including the new council members, should be put down because one day, as of tonight, they've all had experience. Thank you.
Tina?
Tina McGann, 33029 Pacific Street in Black Diamond. I just want to be clear that I'm here speaking as a private citizen of Black Diamond. And I made a New Year's resolution to start coming again to the council meetings. I have to say, I'm unbelievably shocked tonight at this behavior. I have all these notes written down. I'm trying to organize them in my head, but I'm just very disappointed. I mean, how are we supposed to get any business done here in Black Diamond when we are bringing up paperwork last minute, you know, throwing amendments in? I sit on the Black Diamond Community Center Board. I'm the current president of the Enumclaw School District Board. I've sat on PTA boards. I'm also the vice president of the Enumclaw Junior Hornets Board. I know how boards work, and I have never been on a board where that has happened. You always show respect, and you provide things ahead of time. You act as a team. I'd like to encourage our new council members, as well as our old, to remember that you're not just representing a group. You're representing myself, my kids, my neighbors, every citizen in this city, not just a group, not just a special interest. We deserve to be represented, not just the certain people who are here in this room. Every single family in this city deserves to be represented, whether they're here or not. And represented this way is unbelievable. We deserve better than that. I would just like to also make a comment that you elected Councilmember Morgan as the mayor pro tem, even though she would not vote on the budget because she didn't understand it after three cycles. That boggles my mind. A mayor pro tem should be representing the city, running meetings. She should at least know the budget, especially after three cycles. So I'm kind of shocked that you would select her as your mayor pro tem. But anyway, I guess that's it. I'd just like to encourage some teamwork. It's okay to represent yourselves and to think for yourselves, but please act as a team and do what's best for the citizens of Black Diamond. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Robin?
Robin Taylor, 32110 Botts Drive, Black Diamond. I echo Tina McGann's sentiments. This was unbelievable tonight. You'd have thought there was a kangaroo hopping around up here throwing papers out of its pouch. Councilmember Morgan's been on here for 3 years now, and you know very well how this council has worked. It's worked very respectfully of one another, and it has not pulled this kind of stunt. And you sit there with your rules, talk about wanting to be transparent for the people of the city, and yet you pull stuff out of your back pockets and out of your notebooks here on the fly The three of you? Really? That's transparent? I'm sitting there looking at my packet, and none of that in my packet is now valid relevant to what's going on up here between you three throwing your papers around, and I have nothing to look at. And yet you three are expecting to carry him with a vote. You're going to vote these things in with three votes, and nobody here has a clue what it is. Even the other council members or the mayor has not seen one bit of this. And you three are going to vote him in, and you're sitting there talking about transparency, working for the people, and getting the city's business done? This is how you do it? I am. You could say I'm speechless, but I'm not. But I will stop right there.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to address council? Brian?
Madam Mayor and council members, my name is Brian Drudowski, and I live in Issaquah. I want to thank you for your public service. It's been a tough meeting for you tonight. I want to give you a few observations. The rules of procedure and Robert's rules are designed to empower elected officials, to empower the council. I think you probably, Madam Mayor and council, I think you probably want to go back and check those rules. First of all, the mayor's power is as the presiding official for the meeting. She's not permitted to engage in debate or discussion. She does not control the agenda. Her purpose is to act as the presiding officer. Secondly, nobody should speak without being recognized. And tonight, Councilmember Edelman spoke for several times without being recognized. That's not appropriate. Thirdly, I don't know what the motion of reconsideration is that Councilmember Weber was considering, but my understanding of the rules, and Councilmember Benson, you of all people should know that I understand the rules. You may recall a session that you and I had a few years ago where I gave you a briefing on the rules when you were on the council and were considering changing the rules so that the council could compete effectively with an over-dominant mayor, Mayor Olness. And I spent several hours line by line going through those rules with you. I understand those rules very well. I think you ought to look at those rules. A motion of reconsideration is something that you take up at the next available council meeting. Council, I think what you've done tonight is by giving advice that I think arguably is incorrect, and I hope you verify this, you may have precluded Councilmember Weber from being able to make a motion of reconsideration. Now, it may be that it's moot. Could very well be that it's moot. But if Councilmember Weber is told that he can't make his motion of reconsideration and he's doing it at the next council meeting, he may not be able to make it at the next council meeting following. So you may preclude his options. I could be wrong here, but I hope you reconsider that. The point here, now Jurassic Park, I invited Jurassic Park to come out and brief Mayor Gordon and Councilmember Morgan, who donated their time to spend several hours a couple of years ago on how to work parliamentary procedure. They did it as a free service to the public. They did it partly as a favor to me because I've known that excellent organization for many years. And so what's troubling here is that rather than using rules to empower the elected officials, the rules were misinterpreted and disempowered. For example, Councilmember Edelman had the authority to withdraw her motion. The mayor did not have the authority to remove it from the agenda. Once the agenda is placed in front of the council, it's the council's agenda. The council has the authority to change the agenda in any way that you want. The mayor does not have a vote in amending the agenda. So the proper procedure would have been for Councilmember Edelman to remove her motion. Then another council member could have placed it before you. But it could not be removed off the agenda by the mayor. That's just contrary to any normal functioning of a body. Why would you allow a person without a vote to be able to dominate and control any item out simply because she didn't like an amendment? Now, as to written amendments, having to go through an attorney. I know of no jurisdiction anywhere in the state that requires amendments to go through legal counsel. You're not obligated to do that. Moreover, your rules can be waived with 3 votes. So even if your rules say that everything has to go through the attorney, a simple motion to waive the rules and a 3-vote majority would allow you to remove that. The point is that there's important work that needs to get done. None of it got done because the rules were misinterpreted in my judgment. And the amendments that were offered, the one that Councilmember Morgan read, was extremely thoughtful. And I commend you for writing and putting that kind of work into it. The fact that there were written amendments is impressive. I think that's a good thing. I can't tell you how many votes I've taken with complex amendments that were offered verbally and never in writing. At least you had them in writing. So I am hopeful that you all will, in fact, be able to have council meetings that you're effective in. But I think you're going to have to be able to get accurate information about Robert's rules and also about your local rules. Because remember, your local rules that you've adopted take precedence over your Robert's rules. And the parliamentarian should be offering empowering advice as opposed to restrictive advice. So that, for example, the attorney could have said, I haven't had a chance, the mayor has the power to remove something from the agenda, but you council members can place it before the council. Or some other sorts of empowering advice as opposed to simply saying you can't do something and causing the meeting to crash. I am available to help you work on those rules. Councilmember Morgan, I'd be happy to sit down and talk to you about this. I congratulate you on your appointment as mayor pro tem. I'm sorry, Councilmember Deedy, that your aspirations were not met, but I think you did a commendable job last year as mayor pro tem, and I'm sure you'll be serving the people ably next year. We should not take anything away from Councilmember Morgan and the guts and the courage that you've shown over the last few years when you have found yourself, as I understand it, in watching and observing, somewhat ostracized. Hopefully, that atmosphere will not continue. And, Madam Mayor, I've spoken way over my time limit, as did another speaker earlier. I thank you for the courtesy for that. And the next meeting, hopefully, will be more productive.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Peter?
Before he does, I'd like to respond to those questions while they're still fresh in everyone's mind. First, I'd like to point out that if I said that I had to review amendments and that it was required, I don't think I said that, but it sounds like it was heard. I didn't mean that I have to review all amendments. However, if you want legal review of those amendments, you have to give me a copy. You have to provide it to me. You have to give it to me in advance of the meeting. Just reading it during the meeting is not going to give you any legal review of those amendments. So that was my point. It's not required, but if you want to shoot from the hip and do things without legal review, that's up to you. Robert's Rules does not govern your meetings in all respects. In Section 7.1 of the rules that you've adopted, it says that Robert's rules are supplementary. That means these rules that you've adopted are governing, and then you go to Robert's rules for what's not included. As for the mayor's ability to remove matters from the agenda, normally I would agree that the mayor can't remove matters from the agenda once they're on there. However, the matters that she pulled from the agenda were matters that were wholly within her authority. If the council votes on resolutions to establish council committees, but the mayor doesn't allow council committees to go forward, then the resolution has no effect anyway. She's the only one that can establish a council committee, so your resolution would be invalid. She's not going to allow those committees to go forward based on what she said tonight at the meeting. She may change her mind about that, but that was why I said that she could pull that from the agenda. With regard to this motion for reconsideration, which we didn't know what it was until it was identified as the funding agreement, you can't reconsider absolutely every single action that's taken by the council, because some of the actions that you take and vote upon are executory, meaning they are effective upon your vote. And actions are taken in reliance upon that vote. So you can't say that, well, just because we ask for reconsideration at the next meeting, we should be able to withdraw that vote and change our minds. That's possible for certain things like a minor resolution that deals with, like the gym rules that we talked about at the last meeting. If people didn't like the rules that we adopted, yeah, you could reconsider that and you could amend them. However, when you're talking about an agreement that's between the city and the developer has given us a time period for performance and the council votes on that, then the developer has made actions, has done actions in reliance on the council's vote. That's why it's not subject to reconsideration. So I heartily disagree with the idea that just because Robert's Rules has procedures for reconsideration, that absolutely every vote can be reconsidered. So that's what I wanted to point out. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Peter?
Peter Rimbos, 19711 240 First Avenue, Southeast Maple Valley. I'm not talking for the technical team because I'm kind of trying to react to what I heard tonight. As a technical guy, I'm very concerned about committees. I feel that's where a lot of action should get done. That's where technical work gets done, interfacing with staff gets done, and hopefully the public can participate. I've been to some of your committee meetings, and I remember spending a lot of time talking to Seth at the meeting, and I thought that was useful. But I don't understand your council rules as well as what we've heard tonight from different people. I'll have to go back and read them myself. I've been too busy reading concurrency ordinances and stuff. But I hope when you come back in 2 weeks, you can talk about committees again, because committees are important. And certainly the committees that you've had so far are useful. And if there's a way to make them more useful, great. I'm all for that. But eliminating committees completely, and I'm not sure that's exactly what you want to do, but I understand the context. I don't think eliminating committees makes sense. So please consider that, because we look at them as a technical mechanism and one way to get the public involved. Even though they may not be ad hoc committees where the public can actually be a member, your committees certainly give the public a chance to at least find out what's going on. Now, as far as the ad hoc committees, I obviously have a bias since I'm on one of them, and I hope you can talk more about the traffic ad hoc committee, because as you've heard me say for 6 years, you have three issues in this city: traffic, traffic, and traffic. And in the future, I will add another one to that: traffic. So this is it. You really have to look at this, and you have to look at it in tremendous detail. And I know there's nobody in this room that disagrees with that statement. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Pammy?
Nobody else. Well, with Councilmember Morgan's resolution here for the mayor's appointments, and then a resolution on her being mayor pro temp with another council member, selection is requested to propose an amendment of rules or procedures. I just was curious, I'm sure maybe she's thinking, but maybe if this is coming back forward to us in 2 weeks, is there going to be a work study? Is Erica going to ask for a work study that would go over this and understand what you're wanting, and so that all council and citizens are aware of where you are going with all of this? Because this certainly seems, I don't know, it just needs to be a work study, and go through each of this with Erica and the other council members. I'm assuming they're all working together somehow in all this, because it certainly seems like you guys have control and you don't really care what Janie and I have to say. But I would like to see a work study so that Janie and I are included in this and understand what's going on. So is that a possibility that council would want to do
Councilmember
that?
Councilmember Morgan.
The way I had considered this happening in the end is that I would hold a community meeting with citizens, and we would go and we would go over what they think and where they're at. And when that piece of work, because the point is to get more citizen input into what goes on in the city. And when the citizens have had their opportunity to line up what they think would be good for their participation, that I would share their thoughts with the council as a whole in some format. Maybe it would be like we did before, where we published the rules and took an opportunity to sit down and look at what the new rules were going to be, because this isn't a new thing. We changed the rules that the council operated on in 2014 and 2015. So this is a new council, and it's just a new time. And I think, though, that the thought of then having a work study on the new council rules, I think, would be a really good thing. I wouldn't want to count any council members out. And people who have had different experiences have maybe different ideas about what could work well. And from that point of view, I think it needs to be a collaboration anyway, not a collaboration between council members, individual council members collaborating together, and that's not something that we've done on this issue, but a collaboration between the council, the mayor, the staff, and the citizens.
Has nothing to do with what you just said. I just forgot to say something. I believe next Tuesday at 7:15, you're having a combined planning commission and council, whether it's a work study, a work session, whatever it's called, on the comp plan. Great, because we haven't had a meeting for almost 2 years on that, and the public wants to get involved. I hope at that meeting on Tuesday the public can get involved. I don't know if there's going to be a public comment period. I don't know what you're going to do, but the public has a lot of experience on comp plans. And I'm talking from the point of view of where I come from. I've managed the King County Comp Plan for the Greater Maple Valley Area Council through four-year major cycles. I know what we're doing, and we want to help. And I know you're behind, and there's a lot to do, and I completely agree with Councilwoman Edelman when she said before, one of the most important things you do is the comp plan. You haven't had your comp plan since 2009. Much of what's in the comp plan is based on 2007 data, like your traffic analysis. So now's the time to get really working on that, and we want to help. The public wants to get involved. I don't know how that's going to work on Tuesday, but I'll be there, and probably other members of our technical team will be there, and hopefully a lot of members of the public. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
I need to make a statement here, because this work study that's on Tuesday is a joint planning commission of seven commissioners and the five council members. It is for all of us to get up to speed. I don't think it's appropriate to have public input at that time. There will be public hearings held. You will have an opportunity to have an input, probably multiple inputs along this process. I don't think Tuesday is going to be the right place. It's going to be chaotic enough with 15 or 16 people trying to all figure out what's going on. So it's not that I'm discounting what you're saying. I just don't think it's the proper time right now. Okay.
We are going to be having public meetings, too, on the comp plan amendments because it's required. So we will have several. Is there anybody else wishing to comment? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment period. We're not having an executive session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.